So how's it? I'm chilling here with Pablo. You want to introduce yourself, man?
Hi there. Hi, people. I'm Pablo Monarch from Madrid, and I'm a DJ, presenter. I'm actually a creative in advertising, and I read books. Today, I'm here to tell you about the book I read.
Quite interesting, man. Just don't get it. What do you remember your first book that you read? Your first ever copy that you, and how did you get it? Was it passed to you from a friend, or did your mom buy it for you? Like,
I can't actually remember the first book I read.
Okay.
Because I grew up in a family with a lot of books.
Yeah.
And there's just books everywhere. So I just read encyclopedias and so forth, so forth. So
yeah.
It's just a lot. Yeah. I can't really remember the first book. But the first book I actually loved.
Yeah.
And it touched me, it has to be Trevor Noah.
Okay.
Born a Crime. It's yeah. Like, wow.
This came out recently though, yeah?
Yeah, it came out recently, but I still can't stop reading it even today.
Yeah, what's your takeaway from someone who hasn't read it, and what can you say to that person if, just, you know?
For me, okay, let me just say this.
Yeah.
As Trevor Noah, obviously, it's funny.
Yeah.
But it also has this... It has these lessons about history.
And yes.
He does in his stand-up comedies, which was actually dope. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Even though I was laughing, but it was actually quite dope.
Yeah. It's quite a lot to take away from the book.
Yeah.
But what genre do you like to read? Is it fiction, non-fiction, business books? What are you into?
I can't say what I'm into as such, but I know because I read everything from romance to science fiction, but not really a lot of science fiction.
Oh yeah?
But yeah,
it's a great genre though, by the way.
It's a great genre. I just don't have cool recommendations of people be saying, yo, hey, read
just,
this.
Just come to me. Just, you know, some for our listeners here yeah. can recommend, and you know, just get to read other genres, other great titles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how has reading books helped shape your, you know, thinking pattern or your life?
Besides my vocab,
yeah,
that helped me a lot on the vocab side.
Yeah,
you also learn a lot from different books.
Yeah.
Get books about life, just like Trevor Noah.
Yeah,
I learned a lot of history about South Africa that I didn't know that it actually happened.
Yes.
And yet I've been in school in South Africa.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot in actually life per se, because I read a lot of metaphysics.
Yeah.
And I read a lot of psychology. That is a hobby.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from actually reading.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what I'd like to say.
That's quite interesting. For someone who doesn't read books and they probably haven't found a reason to read books, what can you say to the person?
Yo, it's just more like living under a rock.
Okay.
Because reading shapes minds, as we all know.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're not reading, at least a newspaper then.
Just start somewhere. Get informed.
But reading is fun.
Yeah.
I believe reading is fun in every language.
Yeah.
And you get to learn not only the book's content, but vocab.
Yeah.
Other words you didn't know.
Yeah.
You get to learn a lot.
Yeah.
So if you're not reading, I think
you better start now.
You just better start now.
Yeah.
If you haven't found interesting, because I found other people be like, I don't read because I don't find books fun.
Yeah.
I believe it's just not, you haven't found the interesting book for you to actually read, like one go and be like, I want to finish this. Just be searching. Search for that book.
Right. What's your friend circle like? Do they read books like you? Or?
Yeah, they read a lot of books.
Yeah.
My circle is a lot of creators.
Okay.
A lot of photographers, producers and whatsoever.
Yeah.
And most of them have a certain way of thinking.
Yes.
Can tell that they read a lot and they've given me recommendations.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you are also creative because you said you're a DJ, right?
And advertising.
That too. And how does reading books help you in that, you know, in that sense? Like
I've read books of like autobiographies of some people who have been through what I've been to in terms of the industry.
Yeah.
And it helped me shape in terms of not going to a useless road.
Yeah.
Because you find that a lot of us in the industry actually go around in circles, actually doing, not saying like free gigging is bad, but actually doing free gigs for like a whole 5 years.
Yeah. expecting
exposure, which you won't get, but for what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read a lot of books helped me in the industry, and by autobiographies of some famous known people.
Great. Are you reading any book at the moment? What are you reading?
No. At the moment, I just finished the book you saw me reading last week.
Yeah.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great title, by the way, isn't it?
It is
a great title. When I saw it, I was like, wow.
Actually, my girlfriend recommended that for me because I was like, okay, you're a wallflower, you won't understand, just read this.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
For someone who doesn't know what it's about, what is it about? Please walk me through the book. It's like one or two pages, or just the gist of the book or the story.
The book is basically a diary entry of a kid growing up, teenager.
Yeah.
Of a teenager growing up.
Yeah.
And he's a wallflower.
Okay.
You see, most, as I'd like to say, creatives,
yes,
are wallflowers because they're just there.
Yeah.
They just don't fit in most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's about that kid who doesn't fit in and is just experiencing life.
Yeah.
And it's a diary entry, actually.
Yeah.
So he's just going through his life, what he's experiencing.
Yeah.
Because now I'm actually older, I'm 22 now.
Yeah.
That old. But
yeah,
I got to see that some of his life experiences are similar to mine, most of them.
You can relate. Yeah.
So I got to relate to the book. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's actually funny.
Yeah.
It's actually a nice book. I believe people who are not reading it, they should just get it. Perks of Being a Wallflower.
What is one or two things that you took away from the book?
One or two things I took away from the book is actually the most important thing that I can't say I've learned now, but it sort of reminded me just to be myself.
And yeah.
Just not to get about fitting in.
Yeah. Just do you.
Just do me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be a wallflower as I am. And
how do you go about choosing a book or a title? What inspires you to say, I want to go for this title, I want to go for this genre? How does it go?
honestly speaking, whenever I read books, most of the time, I can't say I know the genre or how the book is going to be. I just read at the back and I'm like, okay, let's see how this will go.
Just the book cover and just like those.
Cover, yeah, like, yeah, okay, yeah. Let's just see how this goes.
Yeah.
Then as I start the book, probably like chapter one, I'm like, okay, this is dope. I can actually like read this. Then I just go on and go on and find it interesting. So I just love learning about mostly general things.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't actually have a favorite genre of book. Like,
you're all over.
I'm all over.
Yeah.
I'm just all over.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, look, there's quite a lot that I'd like to know. What would you want to read next? I know you're saying that you're all over, but like, what kind of a book would you like to read next?
Okay, that's actually
Wow.
Okay, so sometime this week.
Yeah.
I was reading politics stuff now.
Okay.
And I saw a clip of our former president, Jacob Zuma.
Yeah.
And he actually said one day he'll write a book and we get to understand why he does the things he does in the book. So I just can't
wait. That's quite interesting. I'm intrigued already by you saying that. I'm like, okay, where's this going? Yeah.
He just said people understand. I'm like, okay. So I haven't stopped thinking about that. I just hope he gets done writing if he hasn't started.
Yeah.
Just start the book and I just want to read that.
You read a lot, from what I get. Would you write a book one day, do you think?
I'd actually love to write a book, but I don't see myself as much of a writer.
Yeah.
Probably if you have like a cool writer there and I tell the story, then
yeah.
Because I don't think I'm a copywriter. I'm not good at writing.
Oh, you can get it right. You can just like work on it. Just see.
Yeah, I can work on
it. You'll get editors just to help you, Just tell your story and they'll do their part.
Maybe. Yeah, writing is the problem. But yeah, I'd love to.
What is a bad book, according to Pablo? What makes a bad book? Have you read a bad book?
Yeah, I believe I've read a bad book where I've reached like chapter 3 and I haven't learned anything. I haven't found anything interesting.
Yeah.
That's actually a bad book. I believe everyone would say that's a bad book.
Yeah. And from that, I think that, some books, it's been halfway. And some books, from first page all the way to the last page, you were glued. You're like, I just want to know what's going on, what's coming up. Yeah.
The book I was reading, Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah.
I actually started, when I started it, I actually went through half and I was like, yo, I can't finish this. I have to, like, just to save this because it was actually interesting.
Yeah.
I was reading, before that, I was reading Catcher in the Rye,
Yeah.
It came out probably like a long time ago, 1970 something.
Yeah.
Way before Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yes.
But Perks of Being a Wallflower, I found that when I read it, while reading it,
yeah,
it's actually similar because it's also a diary entry of a young boy who's trying to fit in, trying to learn the world.
Yeah.
So diary entries.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you something that is not quite related to reading, but like, if you, because you're a DJ, right? If you could insert music to this podcast, what music to go with this, what are you talking about, would it be? That one chance. Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah.
Okay. So I listen to a lot of jazz, hip hop. I listen to a lot of everything, actually.
Oh yeah?
Not everything, but most good music, I'd like to say.
Yeah.
But I believe this would go in with lo-fi, like jazzy kind of hip hop.
Yeah.
Just those smooth tempo rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe this would be great.
Alright, so it's safe to say that the music that's gonna go in here is gonna be taken care of by you. Can we say that?
You wanna do that? That's already done.
Yeah, so that's your responsibility. So the music that's gonna go with this, it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be your responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, just to wrap up, you know, now with your career, right?
Yeah.
Where are you now? What do you hope to achieve? What's your, like, short-term goal and a long-term goal and, you know,
so forth. Okay, with my career, I'm in advertising. I'm a creative director in advertising.
Yeah.
And I'm also a DJ, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to venture into TV, the TV industry, as a presenter.
Interesting.
So right now I'm
all
just
the best. Yeah.
So right now I'm just focusing on the advertising side.
Yeah.
And the presenting side, because DJing is what I love. I love music. I love playing music. I love listening to music. I love sharing good music.
Yeah.
So that's just something I just do. That's just me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm focusing on advertising right now.
Yeah.
It's like my main focus.
Yeah.
Short-term goal is just to open up my agency right now. Just start up my agency.
Yeah.
Long-term is...
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Can I just mention TV names? Yeah.
Go
long-term
ahead.
Long-term is what? Being on MTV, man.
Wow. Just, all the best. All the best. All the best. You've got great energy. I believe in you. I know you're going to do it. But, like, I just want to quiz you before we wrap it up. All right? So, a good book is?
A good book is something you find interesting from the get-go and something you learn from, not only general stuff, but life stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a book about life, but yeah, something that can teach you about life while reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good book for me.
Wisdom is?
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Is that a phrase, dude? Are you doing phrases? I'm not good at phrases.
Just like compete. Just if you can. Yeah, wisdom is according to, you know, according
wisdom
to
wisdom is reading and learning from people. Because reading is
I love that. Wow, I love that. That is beautiful. Well, thank you so much for, you know, spending time with me. Just telling me about your experiences and what you like to read. This has been a great chat, you know, with
thank
Pablo.
Thank you.
Yeah, just listen to it. Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, please follow me on Twitter at Pablo Monarch. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you. Right, eh?
Yeah.